It's here and now. And now, the latest installment of Corporate Executives Behaving Badly. Today, in the world of apparel, first, Mike Jeffries, CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, and his questionable 2006 comments where he said that his brand markets exclusively to, quote, cool, good-looking people and will not carry women's clothing over size 10. Now, the media recirculated the comments earlier this year, prompting protesters to boycott stores and making Abercrombie investors very unhappy. But Jeffries is still at the helm of his brush-cut, six-pack abs-celebrating company. Contrast that to Chip Wilson, founder of Lululemon, the Canadian yoga-inspired athletic brand. He made these comments about his company's clothing last month.
Frankly, some women's bodies just actually don't work for it.
And now, frankly, Wilson just actually doesn't work for Lululemon either. He will resign his chairmanship at the beginning of next year. Both Abercrombie and Lululemon have seen recent declines in earnings, so what does all this tell us about the relationship between leadership and profits and the customers these companies hope to draw in the retail sector? Joining us to discuss is Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor at The Guardian US. She joins us from New York. Hi there, Heidi.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Great to have you back. So first of all, what's the difference between Abercrombie and Lululemon such that the CEO of Abercrombie seems to be, well, more or less riding high and the founder of Lululemon had to step down as chairman of the board?
Well, there are a couple of things going on. The founder of Lululemon is still keeping his share. So he still owns the company. He's just not going to have any influence in speaking for it. And that's good because he's a crass speaker. He's said other things besides criticizing women for their bodies. Originally he had said that he named Lululemon, he gave it that name because Japanese people couldn't pronounce it. So he has a history of making incredibly crass statements, and that worked against the company. But more importantly, the changes at Lululemon come down to a problem with the product. Those see-through yoga pants that the company distributed earlier this year pretty much destroyed Lululemon's credibility and sent the shares sinking 15% since June. And that's really where the difference comes in. Lululemon screwed up big on providing a product and letting down its customers. Abercrombie might be a bit obnoxious, but it's products are exactly what they always have been.
A bit obnoxious. That's a generous statement, because I've got a little bit more of what Jeffries has said in the past. And for example, he says, quote, in every school, there are cool and popular kids, and then there are the not so cool kids. Candidly, we go after the cool kids. I mean, it's I'll be honest, to me personally, it's a bit odious. But on the other hand, he's hewing closely or authentically to the Abercrombie brand, is he not?
Well, in a way, but when you make a statement like that, what you're actually doing is selling to the not cool kids, right? You're just making them think that they're buying what the cool kids are buying. So it's actually a kind of a, it could be a cynical marketing exercise, and it's against everything that we learned from John Hughes movies in the 1980s, like Pretty in Pink. But, you know, he actually is expanding his marketing base by saying, if you buy our clothes, you're going to be cool. I mean, who can really verify that that's true? No one's going to look at high schools and check.
Right, exactly. I mean, he says, are we exclusionary? Absolutely, but still come buy our clothes. But what about this decision of not carrying women's clothing over size 10? I mean, that does actually lock out a huge portion of, quite frankly, normal American women who might want to buy their clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. Normal women and normal girls. And it makes people hate themselves. And that is what is odious about what they're doing. But again, they think that they are targeting status. And it has been, you know, for most of the 20th and 21st centuries, being thin has been a marker of status. And so people see status, companies see status, and they make it a marketing point, right? They want to reach that luxury market or pretend that they're a luxury brand because you're more likely to pay more for a luxury brand and you're more likely to buy more of its wares and feel proud wearing them. And so that's what that pitch is about. Honestly, if you say we don't sell above a size 10, you make it look like you serve only cool, young, thin people. And it gives people something to aspire to, something that they want to be, even if they're not. It's the same reason we buy clothes that look great on supermodels and maybe not so great on us.
Well, what does this say about retail and women and the age-old story? Because I also note, on the other hand, you know, Abercrombie still sells double XL in men's sizes.
Yeah, there's definitely a double standard there. And, you know, part of it is that it didn't take very long for companies to realize that by making your psychology part of their marketing pitch, they can sell more products. I mean, they really are worming into your brain and thinking about how you see yourself. And then they are quite literally betting profits on that. They think if they can make you see yourself in a way that you need to fix, in a way that's wrong, in a way that's unacceptable, that you'll buy things that make you acceptable and popular and fun and all of those things that you'd really like to be. As a marketing pitch, we know it works, but as a matter of socioeconomic progress, I would say that it falls short.
Mm. Now, I also see that Abercrombie's, one of its major investors, Engaged Capital LLC, has actually urged the company to start searching for a new CEO, but Mike Jeffries' contract has been renewed. But I want to take a step back in the last minute or half or so that we have, Heidi, because, I mean, obviously Abercrombie, Lululemon, these are, they're both mass marketing retailers that maybe are behaving like niche brands, but what about other companies and the way that they have actually marketed to women? Not everybody obviously goes after the sort of aspirational, you should aim to be a size 00S.
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, even the big companies like Calvin Klein have different lines of their clothes that are sold in different stores. So if you go to an upscale store like Neiman Marcus or Bloomingdale's, you'll find their clothes will have smaller sizes. But if you buy those in Macy's or Lord & Taylor, you can find those clothes in a size 14. Part of it is that they know that the need is there and they know that the demand is there, but they're trying to control the branding and they're really buying into that idea that thin equals status. And to maintain their own status, they're pretending that they only provide clothes for thin people. But look at Oprah. Her clothes are fabulous designer clothes, and she's not a size zero.
Not at all. And neither am I, just for the record.
Neither am I.
That's Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor for The Guardian U.S. She's joining us today from New York. Thanks as always, Heidi.
Thank you.
And Heidi and Meghna, I'm sure that listeners, both men and women, are going to want to weigh in on this and talk about their own experiences as they've been shopping in clothing stores. So let us know at hereandnow.org. You can also go to facebook.com/hereandnowradio. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.